I'm Debbie, I'm an addict. My clean date is 12/11/06. So, God willing, this December, I will have 4 years clean. You know, what is the NA program? Before I came to NA, I tried other methods to try to get clean. You know, I knew I had a problem, but I had no clue what to do about that problem. For many years, I thought drugs were my problem. You know, and I thought if I get the drugs out of me, life will be great. You know, and I tried that several times, and nothing ever seemed to work. And it wasn't until I got to my bitter ends and crawled through a door, Narcotics Anonymous, that my life actually began. I was 37 years old and just completely beaten. Like I said, I had no idea what was wrong with me. You know, I didn't understand the concept of a disease. When I came in here and people started telling me I had a disease, I didn't understand that. You know, I didn't understand a lot of things when I came in this room. But I found some good people and some knowledgeable people, and I just trusted. I had nothing else. You know, my evidence was there. You know, my life had turned to shit. So, taking some suggestions is all that I could do, you know. Really, this program is, it's easy. It's not a simple program. Is that backwards? It's a simple program. It's not an easy program. Yeah. You know, as long as I keep the willingness and I keep putting that 1 foot forward, you know, I can walk through anything that life has in store for me. And one of my friends brought up what NA means and to her, and what it means to her is that we're never alone. You know, and I thought I was different. You know, my entire life I struggled with separating myself from everybody, from family, thinking I was different. And it wasn't until I shared early on with somebody close to me how I felt, and this person identified. And it was all those little moments, you know, where it was like, wow, the simplest things, what seems simple now was like, wasn't simple, you know. I struggled a lot in my life with always thinking I was different. I'm adopted, and I don't know if that added to my walls that I built around me or whatever. I don't know where that fits in. I just always felt separated. You know, I never felt that anybody could understand me. And it wasn't until I got here where I found people just like me who understood me no matter what. No matter what I went through. No matter what I needed. No matter what I had to say. Nobody looked at me and said, "You're weird. I was going to swear, but there's little kids. You're messed up, you know?" I swear a lot. I have to restrain myself. But, I don't know. The freedom and the peace that this past 3.5 years has brought me, it's just, Nothing can measure up to that. You know, no amount of money, no amount of prestige, nothing like that. That's not even what I desire. you know, I'm a shift supervisor and I work at Sheets and a little gas station, and that's okay, you know. None of that can fill me up compared to what I get filled up on a daily basis. And like I said, I came in here beaten and at Joe's every single day for the last so many years to just walk through this, you know, take suggestions, listen to people, you know, put my will aside. And I heard shared a lot to do my basics, you know, and that hasn't changed. 3.5 years later, when I open my eyes, I have to do coffee and a cigarette. Then I get in my basic text, and I get into Just for Today, and I journal. Journaling, I didn't understand journaling. You know, my sponsor brought that up immediately. Journal every day. Now when I journal, if I'm feeling a certain kind of way, usually by the end of the page, there's a solution for me. You know, I love journaling. It's awesome. It's an awesome tool for me to use on a daily basis, so I don't have to stay stuck anymore. NA means to me just learning how to live without the use of a chemical. I don't have to use, you know. It's okay for me to feel today. It's all right for me to sit and cry. It's okay. Those things don't hurt me, you know. It's okay to open up mail. You know, when I look back and think of how, like, retarded I lived, you know. Never opened mail. Never answered doors. Never answered phone calls. You know, it's really ridiculous the things that we did in our lives. You know, at least for me, I'll speak for me. I think it's ridiculous. So what I learn here on a daily basis is how to live, you know, how to get through each day. And I'm grateful. You know, I have a God of my understanding today. It's not the religious God that I grew up with. It's a spiritual God, and I put my faith and trust in Him every single day. You know, I might take my will back on certain situations, and I might not understand a lot of situations, and it might take me a while to get through situations, but ultimately, my faith is in God. If I didn't have that, there would be a lot of things in my life that I wouldn't be able to get through. You know, God is definitely number one in my life. And the people around me, I'm just so grateful for the people that are around me, that when I go through struggles and things that I could never do, and there's people there to hold my hand and help me through, no matter what. Sometimes that's just all that you need. Somebody just sit there, you know. I'm getting emotional. And he teaches me on a daily basis how to be a mom to my children. And that's one of the blessings. This is where I get really emotional. My kids are awesome kids. You know, I spent 10 years in addiction through their early teenage years, and my kids are awesome. I don't have the struggles that some parents have with, you know, the trouble and the fight, and my kids are awesome. It just means so much to me that, I don't know, to have that relationship with my children and to be able to guide them and give them me and know that me is just enough and they don't need any more. That's just all the benefits that I get to enjoy today. Showing up for my parents, showing up for school things, being there for my kids when they need me. That's what I get from Narcotics Anonymous. It teaches me how to live on a daily basis, you know, which I didn't know. It took me 37 years to, like, learn how to live. Like I said, this program is simple. I'm going to mess that up again. But it's not easy. It really isn't easy. It takes a lot to stay in these rooms. It took a lot to get me into these rooms. But I just keep in my head where I came from. And thoughts of using come up. You know, some people share that their obsession was lifted. You know, I haven't experienced that. I still have thoughts every once in a while. And it's usually when I'm afraid, when I don't want to walk through something, when, you know, when I'm feeling a certain kind of way, when I want to run and hide. You know, I'll usually get a thought in my head, you know. And I just have to think that through, know why it's coming up, and know that I don't have to act on that. Because no chemical, whether it makes me feel good for an hour, I'm still going to have the same problem tomorrow and more. So once I got that understanding, you know, it helps me to find another way. Once I took that equation of the crutch of using a chemical to get me out of me, it opened up doors to figure out other solutions on how to live life. Did I use up time? I'm just really grateful. Like, half the room is people that I'm camping with and I came up here with. I'm truly grateful to have all these people in my life. You know, when I was using, I was married and I spent all my days locked in a bedroom with nobody around me. And I didn't know how to do social things. You know, heroin is not a social chemical. You know, you don't go out to heroin parties, you know. It keeps you isolated. I'm just really grateful. This is my, I think, third year up at this retreat. And this is my favorite retreat. I finished my eighth step up by the crosses last year. It's a really peaceful place. And I'm just grateful to be here. And I thank all you guys.
I would like to introduce our second speaker, Sean M. from the 24 Principles group of Narcotics Anonymous in the Laurel Mountain Highlands area.
Hi, I'm Sean Manatti. What is the NA program? For me, this program has done so much for me. Like, when I came into these rooms, I was like everybody probably in here. I was beat down. You know, 20 years of hard using. You know, didn't know how to wake up with that. Well, if I woke up, because I was using all the time, 24/7. I would go for days and days, months and months on end. What brought me into the rooms was I didn't want to live anymore. I lost my children, lost everything that meant anything to me. Didn't know anything about Narcotics Anonymous. Who told me to get into these rooms was a priest. Because I wanted to kill myself, tried to kill myself, didn't work. You know, I was trying to kill myself out there every day. But I really, really tried to kill myself at the end. I didn't want to do it anymore. I couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't quit. Didn't know how to quit. had no clue that I could quit. You know, I went and I talked to a priest, and basically I sat and talked to him. You know, first thing I did was I called my father and I said, I can't do this anymore. Dad, I'm a drug addict and I can't stop using. What do I do? He didn't have any clue either. He wasn't an addict. You know, I came from a normal family that, you know, really didn't use, didn't drink. I was like the outcast, you know. I wasn't welcome at family functions, was different. I thought I was different. He took me to a priest that was close to the family. And I basically did a fifth step, and I mean, I left nothing out. Everything I did, I left nothing out. And it just started coming out of me. And at the end, he said, you know, there's a program called Narcotics Anonymous. He said, maybe you ought to give that a shot. You know, and, you know, when I left him, I felt some spirit, like, I felt like a new man. I felt like I was, you know, I had a chance, you know. And I came to my first Narcotics Anonymous meeting, and I stood outside, and I was all hip, slick, and cool like I was before, you know. I was, you know, and I was talking to somebody out there, and walked up to him, and I told him some shit about myself, you know, and I go into the meeting, knew nothing about Narcotics Anonymous. I came in, and the dude was sharing. Scared the shit out of me. I thought, like, who did I just say that shit to? Is he a cop? No. But when I left that first meeting, like, something happened in that meeting. Like, I saw other addicts. I could identify with other addicts who were in the same position I was in, and somehow they were staying clean. I never made it to rehab. You know, I went to WEHAB. I went to meetings. When I hit my first meeting, I met some people there, and I ran to meetings. It's just, I heard, chase your recovery like you chase your addiction. Man, I was after my addiction. I mean, I chased drugs. So, you know, if I figured, I lost my kids, I lost everything, man, I want a chance at life, you know. I did have a life at one point, you know, but I lost myself along the way. You know, came from a good family, you know, went to college, you know. I never finished college because, that's when shit started happening. But went to meeting after meeting after meeting. Thank God for Narcotics Anonymous. Saved my life. This is a life-saving program. And for me, like, giving it back, being able to give another addict a little bit of that hope that I first saw is something else. You know, that is so rewarding. I've been working a helpline for like 4.5 years. And it is so rewarding, like, to get off the phone and like, to meet this person. So every once in a while, you get the opportunity to meet that person that you talk to in the rooms, and they got a year clean. It's so rewarding, you know. The other day, I got a call from Torrance State Hospital. It's a mental institution in Blairsville. And this kid wanted they didn't have meetings there. Wanted meetings, and he said, we want meetings. AA comes in once in a while. But I came into the program, and there was AA. I went to AA meetings because I was chasing it. But I really couldn't identify at AA. I'm a drug addict. I mean, I wanted more. It didn't matter if it was alcohol, drugs, whatever. I used it. But I was able to, this kid said, I need a basic text. Torrance State Hospital is like 15 minutes from my house. I grabbed the 6th edition, which I've never read. I've read the 4th, I've read the 5th, but I've never picked up the 6th edition. I've got collector's edition, a numbered collector's edition, but I've never read it. I had a 6th edition laying there. I ran it down to the hospital and gave it to the security desk. And at Area Service last week, another guy from the helpline came up to me and gave me a big hug, and he said, you know, that was something else, running that book down. You know, giving something back, this program's taught me to give back, not take, like I did in my addiction. This program's taught me to give back. It has been one hell of a ride. It's been bad, good, ups and downs, but you know what, as long as I don't pick up, I get through it. It doesn't matter. Life comes at me. And You know, I still, my meetings have, I haven't been able to hit a whole lot of meetings lately, which, you know, but I do stay in you know, as meeting makers make it. I've heard that, you know, I heard that, and I still do hit meetings. But in October 10th, I got full custody of my kids back after 4 years of being out of, you know, without anything, you know. This program has taught me to persevere, stay clean, keep doing the right things. And I can have a life. Miracles happen in these rooms. Miracles happen. I've seen it. You know, I've been able to bring addicts. I see one sitting here that his first 30 days clean. I brought him into my house. I fed him. I kept him there. The first time I met him, we talked. I had to go to another addict's house. We took him to a meeting, dropped him off. I come to the meeting and the dude's gone. I said, where in the hell is that dude at? So After the meeting, I start driving around a town in Indiana. I'm looking for this sucker. Like, this, you know, I'm not giving up. And we found him. He'd just gotten high. And I said, I took him in and took him to my house, and I drug him to meetings with me and drug him. But one thing I did learn, you cannot save an addict. I cannot keep him clean. He's got to do the work himself. You know, it's this is a long process for some people. You know, I never want to go back to that degradation, that lifestyle, you know, that hips looking cool, what I thought was cool. Narcotics Anonymous is a life-saving gift if we take it. If we do the simple things, if we read the basic text and the steps will save our lives. The people in these rooms will save our lives. I know that I have to stay connected. I'm going to have bad days, and I have to call somebody. I have to use these tools that are in this program in order for me to stay clean on a daily basis. You know, my life has been, I lost my job Monday. I got laid off. I didn't lose it, but I got laid off Monday. You know, I have a mortgage, I have kids. One thing this program's taught me, like, just keep doing the footwork. I don't get up in my head anymore. God's got my, I have a higher power today. It's a God of my own understanding. This program let me build that God. My parents were, I was raised Catholic, you know, real structured religion, like, and I got pushed away from the Catholic religion. But this program let me build my own God of my understanding. Let me, you know, I'm not a religious person, but I believe in God. Like, I still don't go to church. I should, you know, I got to get my kids, you know, something that I was given, you know. I've been thinking that, you know, like I gotta go to church, get my kids something, you know, because I was given that opportunity to make a decision, you know. Even though the Catholic religion didn't work for me, you know, this program taught me like how to build my own God and my understanding. Like, it's okay. Like, I got to make my God powerful. You know, He's got to be strong. Because I've got to get through some shit. And, you know, I don't worry about shit today. I don't worry about, like, I lost my job, I have a mortgage. You know, if I keep doing the footwork, one thing this program's taught me is if I keep doing the footwork, I'll get through. God's got my back. And He always said, like, miracles have happened to me in this program. You know, I came in, one of my consequences was a DUI. And, I lost my driver's license, you know, and of course I'm an addict. I'm going to drive without my license. My sponsor calls me up on Thanksgiving. Something happened to his well. He was down there. He's a pharmacist, you know. I mean, he's not a plumber. He takes a pipe wrench and screws everything up in his plumbing, twists the pipes off, water squirting everywhere. So he calls me up Thanksgiving. I go out to his house. He lives on his back ass road in Indiana, and I go and I fix this plumbing problem. I'm driving home. Don't have a license. I'm driving home. And I drop my cell phone and I swerve. Grab my cell phone. And there's a state cop, middle of nowhere, pulls me over driving without a license. The cop didn't take me to jail. He could have taken me straight to jail. Driving without a license under DUI suspension. Didn't take me to jail. He said, you know, I'm going to tell you not to drive, but, you know, if somebody else pulls you over, you might go to jail. So I'm an addict. I'm getting the hell out of there. You know, I'm not waiting for nothing. I drive every back road. I get home. I get the hell home. So, you know, I have about a year clean then. And I was really sweating. I'm going to go back to jail. You know, I was sweating. And my sponsor just kept saying to me, just keep doing the right things. You never know what's going to happen. Just keep doing the right things. Well, I was eligible to get my license back right after that, so I hurry up, I get my license back. I pay my fines and probation. I get the breathalyzer in my car, you know. And the day before the hearing, you know, I'm driving through Indiana. I'm all legal now. I'm driving through Indiana, and I see a disabled car and a state cop pull up. And I yelled out my window, do you need a hand? The cop was like trying to push the car. I said, do you need a hand? And he said, yeah. So I pull over and I give this guy, I introduce myself to a cop. There's a strange thing. Shake his hand and shit. But I help this cop get the car off the road. I didn't recognize the cop's name. It was a while before I got to my hearing. I go into court the next day. It's that cop that I helped push that car off the road. It's that cop. He said, do you have your license? I said, yeah. I handed him everything. I handed him my license, showed it to him. He went like that. He walked through. He came back out. He went like this. And he waved goodbye to me. I never had a hearing. If I keep doing the right things happen to me. You know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But I know that if I keep doing the right things, this program has taught me, if I keep doing the right things, good things are going to happen to me. Sometimes they don't. But I got to keep persevering. This program's taught me to keep persevering, keep doing the right things. You know, stay clean. Anything can happen, you know. Miracles do happen in this program, you know, if I keep doing the right things. That's all I have.